So the shaitan will destroy his own army from the Bani Adam, from the human being. And he will use him, abuse him, and trash him. Because like this, he accomplished the goal. And at the same time, he will help them, وَلَيَعَزُ بِاللَّهِ, to create argument. Not only to fight the believer, but to come up with the type of argument that if nobody will benefit from it. How the shaitan works. Okay, we need to understand this. Shaitan only comes when you invite him. Even you, I just heard me a few minutes, he says he's going to be with you all the time and whatever. When you allow him to, I said when you open the door. There are three steps for mistakes to happen. Any mistakes to happen, there are three steps. Number one, the temptation from shaitan. Second step, when you have a respond inside you, it makes sense or make your convenience, make something that you would like to do, you know. So you find yourself very tempted to do it. A third, the act. You go and do the act. Once you act, you committed the sin, not him. Do you know what he's going to say? He did it, I am innocent. You got a question?
No. You did it,
I'm out of it. I didn't do it, he did it. Yes.
So in the day of judgment, if you blame Shaitan for it, he's going to say that it's not my fault.
Yes. He didn't do it, you did it. And even he's going to come to you and he said, ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي. Today we are in the pen together. I tempted you. Who told you to respond? Who told you to do that? Listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes when even in our time, when somebody get involved in wrongdoing, all the time, he try to find out excuse. They did it, I didn't do it. But when you do something good, even if you are just passing by, you want to get a credit for it somehow. You know what I mean? I've been with them. You know what I mean? Even if you've been passing by of what they are doing. But wrongdoing, everybody want to bail out. Everybody? I didn't do it. You did it. You did it. Okay? So you blame nobody but yourself because you are the doer, not me. So they do the obstruction by through the temptation. But here is where the problem is. Another problem of the technique that he applies. If you keep doing what you are doing, you will get used because you already started to justify your mistake. So he will do it again and again and again and again. In that time, he will take himself, step number one, and go leave you alone. Because now you are good on your own. You try to light a candle, the candle lighted. What are you going to stay there for?
You are in the
way. If the candle is lighted, you are good in your doing mistakes on your own. Right? That can be a very good indication. If the shaitan leaving you alone and you having a day passing by, there is no temptation, there is no struggle inside you about doing the good things or the bad things or whatever that is, that means you are doing your job perfect. The guy, he is not going to leave. He's going to leave you deliberately. He will protect you and stay away. Not going to allow anybody else to get to you. You know why? Because he doesn't want you to be waked up and realize what you are doing, so you're going to repent. And the most valuable element in your life, which is your life, you are losing it anyway and giving it for free. Hey, be my guest. So the first thing he does, so this is how he's going to work with you. He will tempt you till you reach the level where you don't need to be tempted. And after that he will go to another, lighting you up from another problem or another aspect. Maybe one time from through the alcohol. Now man, to be a real good and real high, try this, whatever they call it, drugs. Now we're going to tempt you to do drugs. He's not going to drink you, tempt you to drink. You are already drinking. He's going to go to something else. And you have a drink, and you have a drugs, you need something else. So let us lighten up something new. And on and on and on, and before you know it, you are completely out. Now, how he approach you? You know that he is your enemy. Okay, the second thing that you need to know before I go to the approach, is, so now we know how he works. There is no such a thing that the shaitan is forcing you. We know that now. All the Quran and ayat describing this, he says, you are the one who follow the footsteps. That means he will call you, you go to war. He can stay away from him by zikr, zikrillah. If you are in a state of remembering Allah, he cannot get in. And you are over-occupied by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are not going to be going to that. Now we want to see how he does the temptation or the approach going to take place and work. Number one, he will turn right to wrong and wrong to right. Have you heard of the word conservative? Narrow-minded? This is your own interpretation. I heard it somewhere, something different. That's what I think. That's what I thought. Everybody doing it this. How come you are not? All of this. Turn the right to wrong and wrong to right. Wallahi, in my life, I saw people. They were so angry about other people do not accept the wrongdoing. And they are talking and says, we did this. Look at those, they are not accepting that. That means, what kind of a people those? They are not accepting. Right turn out to be wrong and wrong turn out to be right. And here, and the shaitan says after he does that, وَلَمَّا قُضِيَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Ibrahim, that part in the Day of Judgment, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتَكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتَكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَمَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُوهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَفِي عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. I'm going to give you the English translation and you think about it. In the Day of Judgment, now the shaitan meeting whomever he tempted. And he will say, وَلَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, in the Day of Judgment, in the settlement, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you the truth through the messages. And I promised you, I didn't fulfill. So what? I lied to you. What you going to do to me now? I'm going to hell anyway. You see? وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ, I did not have an influence over you. I did not push you to do it. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتَكُمْ, I called, you responded. Don't blame me and blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخَكُمْ, today I cannot help you. And you are not going to help me either. But I want you to know, listen to who is talking. I want you to know that I am giving a testimony now what you did was wrong. So you've been doing it all alone, spending all your life trying to give a justification to turning right to wrong and wrong to right, and the shaitan himself in the Day of Judgment, I'm going to say, I am declaring and giving a testimony what you did was wrong. And إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Today, you being the unfair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to yourself, you deserve the severe punishment.
At the end?
Yeah! Because he knows what is the right thing. He knows what is the right. I hope that you are not going to miss the class that I'm going to give about why people don't believe. And you will be shocked. People, by their own nature, by their own instinct, they are believers. And how they twist and mold and deny and drug and kill their nature. And what is the reason for doing that? We will find out. The second, all the time, give you the feeling of what I call dreamers. You are doing the wrong things, but it is very small, very minor, and I'm going to be in heaven. When I die, I will be in heaven. Everybody, when you die, going to be in heaven. Where is the wrongdoers? Where is the wrongdoers? Where are the people that they killed millions of people, destroyed countries, ethnic cleansing, stealing and cheating and dealing and wheeling and destroying a whole entire economy? And maybe you heard me one day, the most charitable organization in the face of the planet Earth, they are who? Do you know? No one even can be getting closer to them. The most charitable organizations in the face of the planet Earth, they are who? The mob. The most charitable organizations, because of what they do. Do you remember Gary a few years ago in New York? To arrest him, what happened? They had to get the National Guard to get him out of his home. They had to use almost an army, National Guard. Who was defending on him? All the neighbors. Because he makes sure no one is sleep hungry. You got a problem, go to God or to Godfather. Where he got the money? Killing? Extortion? Name it. I don't want to say the rest. Does that justify that? No. But where do you think you are going to? Heaven. Where do you get this confident? Heaven. With all that wrongdoing that you do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this state in Surah Al-Kahf. He said, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئَكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Let me tell you about the genuine losers in this life. They are the one who went through the whole life thinking what they do is good and qualify them to God's mercy, but in reality they are a real genuine loser, because God will never accept none of their deeds because of the wrongdoing. All the time he will give you ample of ammunition to justify your mistakes. You have all the time excuse why you did something wrong, and you get so keyed up and you get so nervous if somebody tells you, and don't blame me for that, everybody is doing that. You never admit to your mistakes. All the time you have a reason for doing it. It is extremely easy to admit the mistake and correct it and keep on going. But we spend all the energy trying to justify it, try to deny it, try to make somebody else responsible for it. And once I'm not responsible for it, there is no mistake to be corrected. And that means I accepted in my behavior wrongdoing, and before you know it, right turn out to be wrong, or wrong turn out to be right. Who is helping you to do that? The shaitan. Okay, usury, for instance. Usury is forbidden in Judaism. Usury is forbidden in Christianity. Usury is forbidden definitely in Islam. It changes the names. Give it a bank interest, business outcome, whatever there is. You try to give a different title to the same act, deceiving and cheating yourself to try to justify getting things out of the perspective and turn right to wrong and wrong to right. Okay, I'm not attacking anybody, but for women libs or liberation or freedom, instead of focusing in human level to restore women's right, now women's right turn out to be what? Right for what? Right for being naked? Right for behaving a certain unacceptable way, damaging to her own humanity, and that's her right? And instead of guarantee her the same opportunity for work, the same opportunity for political life, social life, deserve her dignity as a mother, and honor her as a mother, as a wife, as a sister, as a daughter, give her the best education, get her the best opportunities, share with her. Now, you are using the women's. Women's are used as what? Not even merchandise. Why for an ad or advertisement for toothbrush, I need a naked woman to come out to do it? One of those liquid to clean the floor, why the woman have to come out with a bikini to do it? That's a degradation to the woman, right? Degradation to the word woman. You are dehumanizing women by doing that. You are turning them as a sex object, and that's it. And even that behavior is not acceptable among animals, nevertheless human beings. You use them for commercial reasons. The first country after the Muslim culture that realized that, and now they are actually legislating against that, France. Says no more. I cannot accept doing that. So you change things and you give it a different name. Okay, by being attacking religious value to yourself or to others by the name of being artist or creative or freedom of speech, who said that? You know, you're attacking somebody else, and that's not attack, that's the freedom of speech. You're degrading other people's values, and that's not attack, that's a form of art. All of the aspects of your life, or the drama that we're having, you don't have but the people's values to go on to attack, and you give it a name? Why you do that? That's the act of shaitan. Exaggeration. Under the name facilitating. Exaggeration in what? Exaggeration, that means you are going out of the stream one way or another. Make things too loose, right? Or make it too conservative. There is actually, well, that's what I love about Islam, everything is there, is very clear. There is no that much chance for it. When I see one of the two, I know automatically that guy doesn't have a clue about what he's talking about or what she's talking about. Why there are standards? Okay, to facilitate anything and to make it easy, there are what is called dawabit. Dawabit, that means tools that you measure by. For instance, for facilitating, there are a condition you have to meet. Number one, you never violate Allah's rights. You never violate other human being right. You never turn right to wrong, or lawful to forbidden. You never turn forbidden to lawful. After that, do what you want to do. You want to buy a Cadillac, you want to buy a Ford, you want to buy a Toyota, you want to buy this. Do what you want to do, but don't get out of those red lines. The law says buy a car. Everybody according to his mean within this. And the exaggeration side. Once you exaggerate, you are actually violating the tradition of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he is against the exaggeration, but also he is against the deterioration. So you are not loose, but you are also not extreme to go to shock the people for doing things. You within the boundaries, you interpret things. If you have a layout, you try to make it easy on people. And there is a whole lot of examples for that. Okay, for instance, there is no water, you can have tayammum. You cannot go and insist on having tayammum, and all you have a wudu, and for 20 people standing up, you have only one pot of water. They need it for drink. You see what I'm saying? That's exaggeration. Why you want to make wudu so you can pray? That's exaggeration. And you kill another 19, or you keep 19 thirsty. That's exaggeration. So here, you don't make things loose, and you make things. Who will help you to justify doing both? So too much is act of shaitan also, and too less is act of shaitan. Okay, postponing. We all, every one of us, have a big list of a good deed you want to do and a bad deed you want to eliminate. But guess what? I'm going to start tomorrow morning. And tomorrow morning never come. And that tomorrow morning never come. It is tomorrow morning. Next day. I'm supposed to do it next day. And that next day never come. Who help you to keep postponing? The shaitan tempt you. Relax, you still have time. Maybe there is another priority. Do this before that. Do this. Who told you that you have that luxury of time to live? Or you will live, but you will be able to do anything. You can be sick, you can be in a coma, you can be in a miserable situation. Also, the shaitan have, okay, what is the attributes of what we call the slick and the con artist? What they have in common around the world? Have you heard about con artists come and knock on the door and say, good morning, I'm coming to rip you off today? How the con artists work? And why we call them con artist? Huh? Okay, keep going. Professionalism. That means very well organized mentality and behavior. Very smart. But what is the asset? The guy make you write your money, your check, and sign it, and give it to him by big smile. Right? That's what the con artist does. And actually, if he is late, you are the one who going to call him and say, come and pick up the check. Why? What they have in common, other than being a professional? They all in common have what? They make you hear what you really want to hear. They know what you want to hear and make you hear it. Guess what? I am in XYZ project. I can guarantee you 35% interest every month on the dollar. And he is no dummy. He can get something to prove it in the beginning. But the minute he gets your dollar, that's going to be a part of the $35 that he's going to give them to the one who he counted before you. And he keep changing hats. Till sooner or later he's going to fall. And then, if you can get me, get me. And what you going to get out of me? Nothing. Did I push you to sign the check? That was investment. Am I right? So the second attribute of the con artist, he all the time, or she all the time, makes you hear what you want to hear. And that's exactly what the shaitan doing to you. He comes to you in a form of advice. Want you to hear what you want to hear so you can justify your behavior. You have a sick child. And you have opportunity to steal. If they can, he gonna make you, even before you steal, have a whole lot of justification, as if you are doing something noble, or you had to do to steal, so you can save that child life. Or others, or a lot of argument I get. Why I am so stubborn and so narrow-minded and so... I heard it also, it was in my face, so I might as well say, Muhammad, you are stupid. Me, I'm stupid. Okay, I am stupid. Why? Could you be kind enough to tell us what's wrong with putting our money on the bank, and when we get the interest, we don't want it. We know how to calculate it, and we give it to the poor and the needy? Is what I'm saying make sense or not? And instead of leave it to the bank that they are not a millionaire, they are a multi-billionaires. That is a very stupid behavior. And you are coming to want us to do it? Don't you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He ordained that law, He knows? And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whomever earn from forbidden and use it to do a good deed, as if the one who is washing his own clothes in urination. He's make it worse, not make it better. So all the time, he's going to come also in a form like a con artist giving you advice. He is working for your interest. He's trying to make you improve your life. One of the ways that he will make you forget your obligations, forget that doing the good deed and stopping the bad deed is the only criteria with the belief, is the only criteria to grow and to develop yourself and to go in that direction. So the good deed, including zikr, including whatever good you do, he will all the time make you what? Forget. If you go for fundraising, which is, by the way, I'm against the concept of fundraising, because Muslims should know better. Muslims should cover the needs of their community and not wait for a fundraising to do it. Okay? I do fundraising, but alhamdulillah, I hope that Allah will accept. But what? Yes, I do it, but I am against it. Why? I am against it. Because the community should know their obligation and don't need invitation to do it. Okay. Now, do you go every single day about the needs of others, or you wait to be invited?
Supposed to go every day.
Okay. If I'm going to ask and pass a list, write me in your neighborhood, it doesn't make any difference, Muslim or not Muslim. How many elders? How many sick? How many jobless, how many person need a transportation, need you today? I'm not worried about no tomorrow. Give me a list today by the people that you are obligated to, or at least the people that you can do a good deed with. And remember when I was saying in the rizq, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, it belongs to you and belongs to somebody else, cannot do it.